Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, everybody. My name's Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from a hotel room in Santa Monica, California, during the LA Podcast Festival, first ever. And we just had a really triumphant show that I'd like to start by apologizing for. Zach Galifianakis and Steve Agee are here in my room, and they didn't say much.
We spoke less than anybody.
Yeah, you guys spoke a little less than Todd Glass, Mark Maron, and Dave Anthony.
Shocking.
And so we're recording this to just sort of say, you know, this is an episode that you have to listen to, and just you really have to use your imagination. And just assume that what we're doing on stage is funny.
Use your imagination.
Really, this is more like this week's episode is like a radio play. It's a lot of sound effects, and but we don't always explain what's happening. There's a remote control helicopter, a live baby named Farron, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the baby's name.
Yeah, and a lot of things got thrown around, and so it was weird. So let's just record a...
And we couldn't hear each other.
Oh, that was...
there were no monitors on the stage.
People in the audience could hear us just fine, but just the setup, you know. I've played a lot of high schools, you guys, and I was disappointed that this high school... It was a pretty nice auditorium for a high school.
It's really nice.
High school attended by Sean Penn and Nicolas Cage.
Santa Monica High School.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were in their theater doing that thing that we just did.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's kind of weird.
It might be a step back for podcasting.
Like, is the... We're so excited about podcasting moving forward with this festival, and we just set it back.
Yeah.
It was like an episode of The Gong Show.
But with the visuals off.
Yes.
Just listen to The Gong Show, you guys. Just give it a try.
Yeah,
listen to it.
anticipate that gong.
Wonder what's going on, always. Oh, yeah, we could just add a gong whenever somebody's long-winded like Todd Glass. Now, Steve, you just shot a movie? Worked on a movie?
Yeah, I just finished at 6 a.m. this morning.
Wow, when did I text you about doing the show? Around 9 or 10?
No, I think, I got your text at like 2.
Oh, right. And what's the movie?
It's really ultra low budget horror comedy called The Many Lives of Jovan Cornejo.
Okay, that's
it was
be,
fun.
That's going to be changed.
It was the lowest budget thing I've ever worked on, but it was really, it was kind of fun, and it's a funny script. And
are you the titular role character?
The what?
The guy in the title.
No, I'm not Jovan Corneo. I was covered in blood for
half. What do you play in it?
Guy covered in blood.
I play a guy.
Zombie or something?
No, it's a bunch of guys go camping and
then they run, into John Cornhole.
Cornholio. It was really
the last part of the horror film?
Yes. It was an interactive horror film that ended at Santa Monica High. With a baby.
So that movie's not coming out for a long time.
Long time.
We'll have you back on the podcast two or three times before then. We'll have the same conversation about it every time, too. I've done that a few times. Somebody takes so long for somebody's movie to come out.
Yeah.
That they come back on and we just talk about the same thing.
Yeah.
Like,
Ricky. Who's in that movie, Steve?
Oh, yeah, who's in it?
It was written by and directed by a couple of my friends who I know through, like, the Channel 101, you know, world. And but there was a guy who worked on it who was in John Carpenter's The Thing. His name's Dave Clennon.
Yeah.
Character actor. And he was fucking amazing.
That guy's an awesome actor.
Really fucking good. He's one of those guys that when you're in a scene with him, you're like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this because this guy's so fucking good.
Yeah.
I can't think of his character name now, but he was like the boss. He was like a kind of a mean boss on 30 something.
Yes.
And but yeah, and he's
30 Rock?
30 Rock, yes.
Although you're trying to think of the show.
The movie is a show called 30 something.
By the way, when that was on, remember we were like teenagers. And how old they seemed when they were in their 30s.
Yeah, that they announced that the show's about people in their 30s. It's like, what? Oh, there's a show about old people?
And now...
Ridiculous.
Now I'm in my 40s.
It's and a not show to, about... Not to, but just also you're doing a podcast in a motel room.
Yes! Let's pitch a show called 40-something.
Have you been in the movies lately, Zach?
I haven't been to a movie
The last time I asked you that question a few weeks back.
Yeah, but I'd rented a movie.
Oh, we
talked about that. Straight Talk.
Oh yeah, we talked about that on that one. What have you got for this one?
The last time I saw a movie, I haven't seen a movie since we talked.
Did you see any when you were flipping?
Oh, that's
around
not
on
true.
The TV?
I saw a documentary, but it's a bummer.
What's it called?
It's about GMOs, which are genetically modified organisms in our food. And I can't remember the name of it.
That's probably the name of it.
Something Roulette.
Oh.
It's very good.
Taste Bud Roulette?
It's good.
If you eat anything ever.
Yeah.
When I a couple of years ago when I was in North Carolina, I saw that documentary, Food Inc.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was working on something there, and like for 3 days I didn't want to eat anything. I didn't know what to eat. I was like, I don't think I should be eating this.
If people knew where our food came from, it would be... It's a new cigarette.
Why don't you tell them?
Dried up dairy cows.
I'm going the willful ignorance route. You know, I don't want to know.
Yeah,
you know, I like food. I don't want to mess with it.
Yeah.
You know, and I like animals, but I'm at the point where it's not. There's no reason for me to stop eating meat.
Well, it's not even so much that. Not to bring it down, but it's like the corn and
it's
the pesticides and what the pesticides are doing in food and.
The corn has been in some backwards farmer's ass, right? That's what you're talking about. How they put the corn in their ass and then they sell it?
Then they sell it, yeah.
What? I hope that's
not
Oh, no,
wait. That was a movie that I saw.
Children of the Corn.
Yeah. That's what they do in Children of the Corn.
Yeah.
Is they all put corn in their butt.
I gotta rewatch that. I don't remember that.
I don't even know how many they're up to now, but Children of the Corn had a bunch of sequels. I don't know what's... haven't got my Children of the Corn newsletter.
Children of the Corn.
Lately.
Tweens of the Corn.
Oh, they grow up in the title?
20-somethings of the Corn.
The band Corn.
28 Up of the Corn.
28 Up.
30-something of the Corn.
30-something of the Corn. I want to see... there's a lot of movies out I want to see. I want to see that Ben Affleck movie.
Argo.
Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah, I want to go up to the window in the box office and say, give me one for aggro. See what happens.
Brody Stevens had a joke. One adult, one child for... capturing the Freedmans.
Oh.
Capture.
Positive energy.
Yes.
Did I ask you if you've seen any movies, Steve?
You didn't, but I saw Looper yesterday.
Oh, and
I really liked it.
And that through a large part of that episode we just taped, you were confusing Todd Glass about the name of that movie.
Todd Glass kept whispering to me, he's like, what's the name of the movie that I should have watched? Because he was going to say he watched it. And the first time I said Looper, he's like, okay. Then halfway through the podcast...
How can you remember that?
Podcast, halfway through, he's like, what was the name of it again? And I go, Scooper. He's like, no, really? And I'm like, yeah. And then at the end of the podcast, he's like, I'm sorry, what was it again? And I go, Scooper. And he's like, no, you're fucking with me. It was Bomber. He goes, it was Bomber, right? And I'm like, yeah, it was Bomber. He's like, okay, cool.
So that's one of the many things that were happening on stage tonight.
While other shit was happening on stage.
Yeah.
I almost walked out before Looper. There was half an hour of previews, but there was also a 10-minute, basically, I guess, an ad, for, like a behind-the-scenes thing for Les Mis, Les Mis movie.
And then at the end they go, you've been watching, and we caught you up on the behind-the-scenes. All that stuff is nonsense.
I wanted to fucking leave.
But that means you got there early, though, doesn't it?
No, the movie started at 1:05, and I sat down at 1:05, and the movie didn't start until
after 1:30. Yeah, they must have been, they were just running a little behind, because there was already some nonsense playing when you walked in, right?
Yeah,
because that's what bothers me, is, like, sometimes I just want to, you know, chat with a person sitting next to me, like, you know, a complete stranger, or something, but they, you know, they keep the lights halfway down, and then they show you these really long behind-the-scenes.
Okay, wait a minute. All right, I'm in the movie theater. We don't know each other. You sit down, and there's no ads playing. What do you say to the person straight up?
I was joking about it.
Believed you.
Yeah. I like to get in there and sit down right... One time I was at the Arclight, when it was the Cinerama Dome, and it was empty, and I was sitting, like, up in the balcony area, and these two women came in, and... lots of seats, but they sat down like right next to me, like same arm of the seat, you know. I just went, really? And then one of the ladies went, it is a movie theater. And I sat there through the entire movie thinking, how do you even respond to it is a movie theater? Like, how is that the answer to why did you just sit right next to me? Like, if that's like if somebody climbed into your car at a stoplight and sitting in your lap, it is a car.
Yeah.
Well, that actually makes more sense. I went to the first movie I ever went to in California was this Mike Lee movie.
Life is Sweet?
Nope. It's like a racial movie. It's a great Secrets and Lies.
Yes,
great movie.
That's a great movie. Yeah.
So it's kind of has this biracial tone to the movie. Okay. So I go to see. I take my friend. I've already seen this movie, but I wanted to take my friend, who's probably never seen a movie that didn't have the words "and the bandit" in it. So we go to.
It didn't have "and" in it.
And we go, and we're the only ones in the theater. And this couple comes in, and they sit right behind us. And I kind of look behind, just to not to be rude, I just kind of look to... It was a black guy and a white woman who had black shoe polish all over her face.
No.
Yeah. She was in blackface. And I have...
What the fuck?
Exactly. So, we get up to, like... Just because they were behind us, we get up, moved to watch the movie, and then after... I told my friend, I was like, let's wait out in the lobby. I want to make sure I saw what I saw. And sure enough, this woman... It was like, looked like a J. Crew model, as Caucasian as you can be, as like New Hampshire as you could be.
Yeah.
Fair skin, but black shoe polish all over her face.
With a black guy.
And a black child.
Like she just is waiting. I have no. Like she's waiting to get the surgery done. And
I have time, no.
She's just putting it on herself.
What, like a race change? It was the weirdest
thing. So if a black guy and a white woman in blackface have a baby, it's black.
The child
is naturally black.
Yes.
So either...
It was like his child,
with
and
another,
that was his date, who happened to have black shoe polish on her face. And imagine that poor kid, what he was going...
Why did she, did you ask?
And plus, you don't take a kid to see Secrets and Lies. It's like a... you don't... No, did I ask? No, what would I say?
I don't know, but that part really...
Part face is Secrets and Lies.
Pardon me. Is that shoe polish on your face? That's exactly what it was. It was either that or a Sharpie.
But I wonder why... Like,
I would
did she
to,
lose a bet? And I bet she lost a bet. And he's like, all right, if...
Come find out what it's like to be me or something. One of those kind of things. See how badly we all get treated.
Or maybe the guy has a really funny sense of humor. He's like, all right, if...
I heard people with Sharpie on their face get treated really badly. Let's find out if it's true.
Let's do it.
That's
bizarre.
That's a good one. The first time I saw Dawn of the Dead in a movie theater, there was a guy sitting like two rows behind me, and I was young and seeing this. It was a pretty scary movie and intense and creepy. And there was a guy like behind me, just total. Blind spot, like where you'd have to really turn around and just look right at him to turn around and give him a good look and figure out what the fuck he's doing. Because just every like 40 seconds, like almost like hiccups or something. But like, at the weirdest intervals, like 15 to 40 seconds would go by and then suddenly just it would happen again. And then the noise he would make is he'd just go, eh.
That's fuck up.
Yeah.
Really bummer. Really bummed me out. Made the movie scarier.
I was in a movie theater in
so weird.
Florida. I was doing like I was on the road. I think it was with Arch Barker and like Daniel Tosh years ago. And there was some college. Anyway, I was killing time. I went to go see that movie, the Jim Carrey movie. That's scary. 23 or something like that.
Oh yeah,
the number like 23.
Yeah, because my friend was in it, and I wanted to go see it. She's like the lead actress in it, and so I went and watched it, and it's, seven people in the theater at 2:00 in the afternoon in Florida, and I'm watching it, and this kid waited till the most suspenseful part of the movie, and he jumped out of the curtains.
No!
No!
To everybody! And it scared the shit out of me, but it was so funny.
That's fucking amazing.
Isn't that a great idea?
I have some friends. I have a friend who...
He's gonna give somebody a heart attack.
The first time he did mushrooms was... Him and his friends decided to try mushrooms and go to the movies. It was when they had re-released Fantasia, the Disney animated movie. And so they took mushrooms in the parking lot and waited, like an hour before the movie started. And then, it started coming on, and they go in, they buy their tickets to Fantasia, and they go in, and they sit in the theater, and the movie starts playing. And they don't realize that they've gone into the wrong theater, and they had sat down to watch Misery on fucking mushrooms.
Oh, my God.
They didn't leave either once they, I don't think.
They watched the whole thing?
They watched all of Misery on mushrooms. He said he was crying his eyes out.
That would be a freaky one. I don't know what mushrooms do.
Yeah, when is that mouse in the apprentice hat going to get... the sorcerer hat, when's he going to get his leg hobbled?
Yeah.
I could see, like, for 10 minutes of it thinking, oh, there's a cartoon before the movie, because that still happens sometimes. Yeah. It's usually you're watching a cartoon movie, like you're there to see a Pixar movie, and they show a short. Or, like, in front of Disney movies.
My cousin told me he'd go to see Rocky. It was, like, Rocky 1 or 2, and he would wait till there was a scene where Rocky and Adrian get into a fight, and there's like a silence, and he would yell, "Hit her, Rocky!"
Oh, no! That probably got a huge laugh.
It did back then, and I guess people thought, you know, that was...
Rocky 2?
It was one of the Rockies, I don't know.
Hit her, Rocky.
Because she gets pretty, you know, the storyline in Rocky 2 just has to be more of her just going, you've got to stop fighting, Rocky.
Yeah,
you're going to get killed, Rocky. Like, and then she had to play that note until they killed her off.
She died off?
Yeah, she got killed in one.
She's a great actress.
I think she died in 4, maybe.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so. Everybody write to me and let me know which one she died in. She's definitely not around in 5. It's all about how he has a son that is a bare knuckle.
How many have they made?
6, and the last one was called Rocky Balboa.
Have you seen them?
Uh-huh.
Have you seen them all?
I've seen every single one of them.
God, you go to every movie.
In a motion picture house.
You go to every movie, right?
No, not anymore. No, that was more like just growing up, and then you got to complete the set, you know, like... Every kind of, you know, movie like that where there's a bunch of them. Like, I didn't like the last 2 Indiana Jones movies, but I saw them just because it's another Indiana Jones movie.
Of course.
And so that's sort of what the Rocky movies are like. He can keep making them. I'll keep watching them.
Is there a big movie that you haven't seen?
You know, just like the kind of typical, like a young person listening wouldn't even give a shit that I've never really seen, like Gone with the Wind from beginning to end. I've never seen Dr. Zhivago. Like, stuff like that. But everything else that's, like, movies that everybody feels are, like, you know, the ones everybody should or has seen, I think I've seen them all.
What's your favorite movie?
I don't have one. I
Well, what's your...
I look forward to the next one that's good, which is few and far between these days. That's the other thing, is I like TV more than movies. It's kind of sad.
Well, movie industry...
I think Breaking Bad's a better movie than most movies.
Yeah, of course.
Why is that? Just because it's one person's vision, there's less...
Because movies have become, like...
It's too important that it does well, like, overseas, where they don't even speak the same language.
There's no, like... It's franchises, or it's monster movies, or comic things. It's like, I don't watch any of that stuff.
And
no
everything that's kind of small or unique that becomes a big hit, it just the whole industry is surprised by it, and then they go back to just trying to make surefire hits. It's weird. Like, just why not just let people that are like this, the Breaking Bad guy, I'm sure Vince Gilligan, I'm sure he can just get a deal to make a movie now. Like, David Chase has got a movie coming out. I look forward to seeing that.
That's the guy that did
Sopranos.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, Mad Men, Matthew, what's it, Weiner? He's probably got...
I just did a movie with him.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's how it should work. Just give... When a guy has an amazing TV series, go ahead and give him a movie.
Yeah.
But Argo's looking really good.
The fact that it's a real story, it's just so intriguing that went on.
Yeah, and it was, you know, well, it was recently declassified, and they wrote a book about it, and that's what the movie's based on.
Mm-hmm. Plus, what was that, the early 80s? Late 70s? I find watching the movie now when there's no cell phones or any of that technology is more interesting.
Yeah.
Because now all people do is
cut to... Because you can't solve everything with your stupid phone.
That's right. I think
Indiana Jones could have gotten out of some scrapes with a phone.
Is that it?
Listen to three guys stare at each other. Let's have a staring contest podcast.
Yeah, we can wrap it up if you want.
That was
a real conversation about movies.
That was a real thing.
That's what we were supposed to do on stage in front of those nice people.
Did they pay?
That flew in from all over the place. Well, they all either have a festival badge or they bought a ticket to see Douglas movies, followed by the stand-up comedy show that's going on right now with lots of comics from the festival. I think everybody had a good time. I think our show is enjoyable to watch. I just worry about the listeners because it's all physical.
Do you have a lot of movie buffs that listen to your show? I mean,
not real hardcore ones because they probably get aggravated by how we get off topic a lot.
Yeah.
But people who like movies, some guy just tweeted to me that part of the fun for listening, for him listening, he's like a big movie nerd. So like, whenever one of us tosses up some obscure movie reference that he gets, it makes him feel good that, you know, there's other people that have such arcane, weird knowledge and like to reference it. So, in that sense, there are, but I think I think you have to be kind of a little bit more casual about it, because if you're a hardcore movie fan, there's a lot about the show that probably be irritating.
Have you ever had, like, a professor on that?
Professor Leonard Maltin's been on a few times. But no, I've never really... This is one of the closest I've ever come to having a serious conversation on the podcast.
I was going to say, this is the closest I've ever come to having a professor on.
Well, yeah, you do dress like a professor.
That's right.
Where does the word buff come from? Like, movie buff. What is that? Is it short for something?
Buffalo?
Buffalo. Yeah, people in Buffalo are very committed to
things.
Oh,
they're really into stuff.
Buff is just, yeah, it's just a word for somebody that is super into something.
I'm a fan. I'm a big pussy buff.
Oh,
I'm a gym rat, but... to make myself buff.
Gym rat.
I gotta go to the gym tonight.
Really?
Yeah. I go to 24-hour fitness... And then I usually go down to Gold's after that.
Yeah.
Equinox. Yeah, I hit Equinox around 3 in the morning.
That's a good one.
And then...
So you infest a lot of places.
Well, you just want to get at the peak hour, so, because I like for people to look at me work out.
That's why they call it peak. Is that where peak came from, a peak hours? Because it's a good time to look?
Yeah. Take a peek.
Peek at your pecs.
Peek at me. I didn't get any of my plugs in at the end of the show. I want to say those. I'm going to be at... There's a new Zanies out by the airport in O'Hare in Rosemont. I'm going to be there on October 21st. And then there's also a new club in Phoenix, Arizona. It's not that new, but newish, called Stand Up Live. And I'll be there October 27th at 4:20. And... I encourage people to wear costumes. Was anybody wearing a costume tonight, or they all just had signs that had their
names? I saw a lot of people dressed as nerds.
I think that's a good place to go out on. And apologies for the rest of what you're about to hear.
And there's also going to be a follow-up podcast after this.
Oh, even more?
Yeah.
Like, I love the idea that people are going to see this episode in their inbox or whatever, and it's going to say that it's, like, over 2 hours long.
God.
And you're not going to edit? You don't do any editing?
It won't be over 2 hours long. It'll be about 90 minutes, which I've had longer episodes. No, nothing gets edited. It's just, like, so people can just hear what happened. And, be sure to let me know if you listen to all of this, because I'd be surprised.
Yeah, you should have a code word. Someone can email you the code word that they listen to the end of it.
You know, the trouble with that is that later when they send me the word, I have no idea what they're talking about. I think they're just being, like I say, the word is cunt. You know, then I get a bunch of people saying cunt, and I'm like, oh, why did I say something bad about Mitt Romney or something?
You should sell t-shirts that say, I survived episode, whatever episode number this is.
Yeah, I don't even know what episode number this is. I just know that people are pumped for the rest of it. Like, we've really sold it. We've really convinced people this is going to be worth their time. So for Zach Galifianakis and Steve Agee, enjoy this very special episode after the fart.
You gonna put a fart noise in?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna remember to do that?
Yes.
Hey guys, producer Matt here. One more thing wrong with this episode. For the first 7 minutes or so, there's a weird echo on Doug's voice. It does end after 7 minutes, so hang in there and enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, green baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody! My name is Doug and I love movies! I really do! This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from Santa Monica High School. Don't worry, listeners, there are no high school students here in the Barnum Hall tonight. Are there? Who's under 18? Right there? How old are you? 15. Fucking A! Welcome, 15-year-old. Get your ears ready, because we're going to stuff some shit in there. And this is happening during the first annual LA Podcast Festival in Santa Monica, California, on Saturday, October 13th, 2 Oceans 12. Since last I spoke and you guys listened, I flew back from New York City on Thursday. On the plane, Susan Sarandon and Tom Selleck.
Yeah. I definitely would have gotten third billing in the news story of that crash. This has been a new segment called Plane Droppers. Which reminds me, who flew in for this festival? How many fly-ins do we have? Let's take it. I'm going to walk into the audience because, oh, Lord! Come for the movie talk, stay for the pratfalls. All right, who flew in? Who's my fly? Okay, so our 15-year-old flew in. So we got, these are some terrible parents. They've gone out of their way to bring her to this, to listen to this. And where are you guys from?
Seattle.
Wow, you don't sound like a 15-year-old girl. I'm terrible at winking. Is this registering as winking? And what's your name, sir?
Will
and?
Fiona.
And?
Rachel.
Nice. Thank you for coming. What an amazing family. And who thinks they flew from further away than Seattle? Oh, wow. This gentleman right here. Where'd you fly in from?
I actually drove from Calgary, Canada.
You drove, what's that, 20 hours?
24
hours. So did you watch Kiefer Sutherland on that show Touch?
Yeah.
Excellent. So anybody further than Calgary? What the shit? I'm not buying it. Where are you from, sir?
Atlanta,
that's pretty far. Did you drive?
No.
Okay, so get out of my face, you lazy piece of shit. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I get your name ever?
Lance.
Hey, Lance. Just for the listeners, hi, how you guys doing? Where did you come from?
Edmonton.
they're from Edmonton. They apologize for Edmonton to me at the bar last night because these are the two people from Edmonton that have a sense of humor. And they just go around apologizing. You guys apologize more than Obama. But thank you for that. And I think everything's good with me in Canada. I think we're all right. I don't think we need to get into that now. Did I miss anybody over on this side that thinks they came from super far? Where'd you guys come from? That's a good one. I'll be in Orlando on January 3rd at the Improv if you want to drive 30 minutes. Did you raise your hand? No. What's your name?
My name's Kyle.
All right, Kyle. That's what they did to me at the TSA the other day. They're like, what's your name? And I'm like, you kidding me? You really think people are going to fuck that one up? It's not a, you know, teenage girl with a fake ID. Where are you from, man?
Wyoming.
Oh, that's a good one. It's not quite as far as most of these other ones. But thanks for playing. I appreciate it. I was joking around with him at the bar last night with that hat on.
It seems like, oh, they let him make a wish, kid. Come to the podcast festival. That was his dying wish.
But that's not true at all, correct?
Maybe.
Oh, no. He might be dying, you guys. We better get the show started because we don't want to make a wish kid to die during it. He died doing what he loves.
Let's see what else do I have to cover on here. Last night I was a guest on the Allison Rosen is Your New Best Friend program.
Right here at the festival. That was a crazy ass crowd there. I was also on with Greg, Smartest Man in the World Proofs. And that episode will be available for your ears on iTunes soon. Or now, depending on when you hear this. And LA friends, sorry Tampa. I'm doing a Benson movie interruption. It's in a family movie that I'm actually in, Return of the Living Dead Part 2, on October 17th at 8 o'clock with special guests. So come to that, cinefamily.org. And Minneapolis, any Minneapolisans in the house? Twin Cities? For reals? I'm going to be at Acme Comedy Club on October 20th at 4:20 in the afternoon doing stand-up with some Leonard Maltin game. At the end.
You guys can see I have a bulging prize bag. You want to know what's going on with the prize bag?
Let's give a look. We got a t-shirt that probably says something on it that'll give away who this person is. Does it mean, maybe not.
I don't know what that's about. And a $20 bill signed by one of our guests.
The Sacamays, Sean and Daryl. I forget which one is the cook. Is it Daryl? Yeah, Daryl made chocolate chip cookies with bacon in them. And they're so good that I gotta give them away because it's a huge bag of cookies. I'll eat every goddamn one of them if given the opportunity. I've got a copy of my CD, Smug Life, which you can also buy, and then come find me and get me to sign if you want. They'll be selling some in the lobby after and in the merch store tomorrow.
I'm hanging out tomorrow at the LA Podcast Festival because I'm having so much fun here. I'm finally giving this away.
I've been hanging on to it for a special night. They're not here, but this is a vinyl version, bonus 4 LP set of Weezer's Pinkerton. So that's a pretty cool thing. And then Allison's not here, but she gave me an Allison Rosen as Your New Best Friend sticker. And from my room service that I got is a small Heinz tomato ketchup and a small Tabasco. It's really small. And from Doug Digsit is a movie that I really like that I hope the winner of the prize bag will watch and enjoy called Moneyball with Brad Pitt. Not to be confused with Murderball, but I think he should be in the fiction version of that. Right? Murderball? Let's watch him run around in a wheelchair. And two scripts from a popular television show that one of my guests was on. So let's get them the hell out here, everybody. Last week was a clam bake. This week we're back to another sausage fest. Please welcome my friends, Dave Anthony, Zach Galifianakis, Steve Agee, Mark Maron, and Todd Glass.
Yeah.
Oh, I told them to leave all your mics off and just have mine on so we can have a decent show for once. Everybody interrupting me constantly. Just sit there and let me talk. I don't know why the mics aren't working. Whose is working? Anybody?
And
oh. Mine is working.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Test. Check.
Oh, shit. One, two.
Testing.
Yeah.
Thank you for that applause. Hello? I appreciate mine's, it more than...
Mine's not working.
Yeah,
it's working with us, guys. Much more.
We should probably turn them off again.
So far, I'm disappointed.
Well, I don't know if you'd say comedian, but if I've been called that, yeah, take it as a compliment.
And I'm known as a podcaster's podcaster.
Okay, let's go. That's Dave Anthony, everybody, from Walking the Room podcast.
A lot of sad people.
When people say to me, "Do you enjoy Walking the Room?" I say, "Nope." It's special code that we have.
Yep.
To build it up while keeping it down at the same
That's
time.
That's right. Walk if you guys want to get in on the secret, you can listen to Walk in the Room.
I think it's a great show. I do. I enjoy it.
What does that mean?
Why are you defensive already?
No, but why are you saying that?
I just
unsolicited.
I think it's a unique celebration of sadness.
So at the end, you are going to be mean. At the very end.
Why am I the only guy that I say things to you and you're like, but everyone else, you're just like, fuck you. Why don't you just say, fuck you, like you do everybody else?
No, I like to, with you, I like to let it draw out and get really weird. And then at the end, I go fuck yourself. But there's a journey. It's like the movie The Master. See what I did? I brought it around. Subject. Focus.
I don't know why you just podcast in the closet. You really are good out amongst people.
I can't hear one thing.
What's
I don't
the matter,
think you
Todd?
Heard me. I can't hear anything.
Yeah.
He said the same thing. I mean, we hear it, but it's in case weird. We look like we're...
Should we put our chairs in a circle and just talk to each other?
We can do that game where you whisper something in the person sitting next to you's ear and they'll pass it on. I was attacked.
It's strange acoustics, but Mark Maron is here, everybody, and... He's the one.
Thank you.
He was the one that was just doing that marvelous bit with Dave Anthony. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a bit we always do that. It starts out where people are anticipating something exciting is going to mm-hmm. happen, then it gets weird, mm-hmm. and then it just trickles off.
Yeah. Have you been working out?
No, I haven't been. What the fuck is that? Have you been working out?
It's just a basic observation about your physical situation.
What does that mean, though? What are you saying?
Just a
I look like I'm working out?
I don't know. Have you been?
No, I haven't. Have you, fucker?
It's weird. But I can understand Mark, but I can't understand Dave.
What?
I speak.
Here's what I hear. Here is what I hear. But I hear it enough. Don't worry. I know you worry. Here's what I hear. I'll try to do impersonation what I hear. Well, you walk down there, but well, you take that back to the thing, but you're not going to. And then sometimes I hear, like, she was late. Oh, someone was late. Hold on. Someone's late. That's all I know.
Is that what it sounds like to you guys?
That's why I'm happy.
We don't have monitors.
We need a monitor.
But is that all the time or just right now?
Now I hear you perfectly.
But wait, am I the only? I understood everything.
I hear you perfectly too.
I understood everything you just said.
I think everything's fixed. Whatever they did, thank you. It was great.
Exactly. Yeah, I can't. I still can't hear Mark.
I don't even see Steve Agee.
Oh, I think when I see your mouth, I can.
He's hard to miss.
I would skip the guy in the middle and then go to the other two.
What did he say? Did he say something?
He seems very uninterested.
What did you say?
Maybe like he's on Halcyon.
Yeah.
I said skip the mile and go to the other two. He looks like he's on Halcyon, like he shouldn't be here, like there's something. Not you, you're great.
Oh, thanks.
But this guy is just quiet and odd.
Yeah. That's the genius of Zach. What's happening right now?
I would love it if he went the whole time without saying a word. You think you could do it? Fuck you, listeners. You'll get big laughs, too. He's already killing with Todd. Todd Glass, everybody.
Seriously. I pay him to do that. Where are you going? He's like, yeah, that Todd Glass. I got enough of him last year.
Is Steve Agee in a giant chair, or is he...
No, he's a really large...
I swear I heard my name.
He's a really large guy.
Normally, I don't drink before shows, but I didn't feel normally. I bought that joke, to be honest, from... Not even joking around.
How
I bought
much?
It from Foster Brooks on his deathbed, so... I hope he can see how good it went over, and he's sad.
If it... never mind. I can't fucking understand anything.
I have no idea what anybody's saying.
It sounded like just saying like you were mumbling.
It's like down there, there's fish.
Normally, I don't drink before the show, but I didn't feel normally. I tried again. I'm sorry. Better.
Wait, how many... It wasn't the accent or the character that was ruining that joke, Todd.
But you just did it like Foster Brooks would do it. Yeah.
What if it was like an Italian guy, then what it would sound like? do an Italian.
That's what I do to people when I walk around the street. Get some. I go.
Is that Italian?
I'm not sure what he's doing.
What?
What were you just doing?
I go up to people on the street. I go.
All right, enough face humor. We got the designated face humorist on the panel. You have to talk, Tom.
Hey, Steve, can you do that joke in Italian?
What?
Like a meatball. Like
Doug, talk to Steve.
Steve Agee's here, everybody.
Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you.
And he brought two different scripts from the wonderful Sarah Silverman program that he was on. Episodes you might remember from their titles, The Mongolian Beef and Pee-Pee. So,
Pee-Pee's a classic. Those.
And what's this? Who brought the t-shirt? What's the t-shirt supposed to be?
It's not supposed to be anything. It is something.
A t-shirt.
Actually a shirt, what would it be?
It wasn't a shirt. I think that would be a vacation house. I think it's got high aspirations. What, I have to say the word right?
Would you guys consider this going well at this point?
Yeah. I don't have anything to...
Oh, that's all right, Mark. You don't have to... There's plenty of stuff in the bag.
I have a Dwayne Reed card.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That really comes in handy out here on this coast.
He's got like 14 points built up on that motherfucker, so...
It's like worn out. Like, he really went to
I just... I carried around. I don't know. Where is Dwayne Reed's in New York, right? It's a drugstore. You can get... I don't know what you can even fucking get with that.
All right, it was Zach Galifianakis that signed a 20, so that's exciting. That's the plot of the next Hangover movie. He wakes up and he's like, where's that 20 that I had?
To the person that I pick if I win or if I don't win, I'm going to give some money to... I'm going to give $100,000 to a charity after tonight's show. Serious, I'm not even joking around, I swear to God. I'm going to give $100,000. Zach's going to give 50, I'm going to give 50 to a charity. So I think that's a good thing.
How's it going, Zach?
You're still in for 50. I know you're having fun with him, but you're still in for 50 grand, right?
Yeah, we're going to give it, I swear to God.
Okay. That's exciting. What did I tell you about the face comedy?
You know why I'm laughing? Because I got scared. And I didn't even remember you saying anything about face comedy. And then first thing I could come up with, oh, you mean like making facial expressions on a podcast?
No, no, what I said was...
I hope you enjoy my laughter as much as I've enjoyed it.
I can't understand anything.
Sometimes when they had in the 80s, they would have a deaf woman.
Is it better out there? Yeah, a little bit.
Jesus.
It's better right here.
Turning into
so if
a
you walk over
play.
Here, it's better.
Hello?
A little bit better out here.
Yeah.
This is better.
Yeah.
This is better, right?
Well,
I can hear better right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, can't
this is weird.
Yeah, I can hear everybody.
Zach.
Yeah, this is
stay
good.
There. I think this is a good way out.
If anybody wants to take a picture of me, now's the time.
No, this is it. Someone rocking a baby over there?
I might go sit down.
I just got a text from one of the organizers of the show saying, when do you want to start?
Do you swear to God?
Let's do it. Let's start it.
No.
Wait, I'm one of the organizers.
What?
I'm one of the organizers. Oh, my God, I'm caught in a time loop.
Wait, Doug, I'm going to text you to start. Here.
That's right. Let's have a big thank you to Dave Anthony for organizing this event. And we'll be back with more of Applause the Podcast.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Stop it.
Do we plug our...
Now we're never having another festival.
In all seriousness, because last time I forgot to, do we plug our dates at the end?
You might as well do it now.
Okay. Do it now?
We might be running out of time at the end.
Now that you bring it up, I'll be in Omaha at the Funny Bone the 1st to the 4th of October. I'll be at P.J. Ryan's in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, the 27th of October.
Those are all made up words except for Pennsylvania.
What's made up?
Phoenix, Poindexter, the other one.
No. These Omaha Funny Bone, look it up. It's the real deal.
What is it?
Anyway.
What is it? What?
October. Oh, you're helping me. I know you're doing like infomercial stuff.
No, what is it?
October 1 through 4.
Where?
Oh, it's in Omaha.
Omaha, Nebraska?
You know when they try to disguise a commercial as a message machine, someone left? You know, it's always so phony. It's always like, hey, Lisa, it's Karen. I just called to tell you about Subaru. They're having some crazy deal. They're going to give the car away, I guess, for $199 down. So I just thought I'd call it run by you. Apparently, that includes tax and tag. So whenever you get a chance, give me a call. I guess they're open all night. They're going to open till midnight on Saturday. So that's got to be a good thing. All right, call me back. Really?
And if you enjoyed that, ladies and gentlemen, where are you going to be?
I'll be at the P.J. Ryan's in Phoenixville, the 27th.
That's wonderful.
One night, two shows. Sometimes I do three. I did four.
What's it called again, Todd?
P.J. Ryan's in... Are you serious? Oh, you're not joking. You're serious. You're not serious.
P.J. Rhinos?
Omaha Funny Bone, the 1st through the 4th. P.J. I'm not even joking. I'm not... Okay, you know. Netflix, my new special's coming out at the end of the month, so...
Where can we see that?
Netflix.
Where?
Your new special called At the End of the Month? What?
You're going to have a special on Netflix?
Netflix.
That's terrific.
All so right. Go to PJ's in Omaha.
Let's start. PJ's is in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania.
PJ's is not a real place.
It's a small little room. I love it. It holds 650 people. It's just so fucking intimate.
At PJ?
It's the way you make your like other people like that aren't draw like that. You make them feel, you just do it casually. You go, I'm going to Philly. I love that fucking place. It's like an 1,100 seat room. It's so fucking small and intimate. I just dig it.
Hey, Todd.
Like, people are going to go, how big does Todd usually work?
This is a great practice run. We'll start the real thing at like 8 o'clock. We'll bump the comedy show that's coming up after this.
I'm doing that. I'm doing that comedy show. Yeah.
Congratulations.
We're doing a comedy thing. Me, Greg Barrett, Al Madrigal, and Will Anderson, February 2nd at the Bell House in New York City.
Oh, that's great. That's a wonderful lineup.
It's going to be really great, you guys.
Is that a camera or a gun?
That's a gun. It's a fucking gun. Don't look at it. He has been told, if you look, to shoot.
Can you imagine if that was a gun and then and someone else was shooting it and that would be on YouTube?
Yeah, that'd be great, Todd.
Well,
that'd be great.
If you were, you'd live, but they would, come on. You never thought it? You thought exactly what I thought.
How's it going, Steve?
Yeah, what's up, Steve Agee?
I really, it's, I can't even hear what he's saying.
Well, from where I'm sitting, you guys
try
like
here?
A
this
really
try
weird
sit there?
Ventriloquist
no, no, no.
Act.
This, it's good out here.
No, Steve has a nicer chair. He has a taller chair. Steve has a taller chair.
It's probably the altitude.
Okay. Okay. Someone in this audience has an airplane and someone else has a baby. It's just where we're at.
I'm if just you letting talk, you know. It's going to have to be so good. Like, if you say one thing, it's going to have to be so good. You've really set yourself up in a bad place here. I have complete faith in you, though, Tim.
Have you thought about doing this for some of your movies?
I like the really short movies that you do with Travelocity. No, no, no,
no,
no.
That is weak.
No. Here, do you want your $20 back? It's in there somewhere.
For everybody who's just listening.
Yeah, just take the whole bag. No prizes tonight.
That was... He's not good at what he does.
Just say you're sorry. What? Maybe you should just say you're sorry. He's very sensitive.
Should I say sorry?
Yes. I don't know. It might make him feel better.
Hey, guy. Hey, guy, I'm sorry.
That's America, ladies and gentlemen.
USA!
USA, Zach Galifianakis. It's an American dream.
If you come back, you come back with a flag. Whoa!
Oh. We're in a high school.
For everybody who's listening, Zach Galifianakis came out with an American flag.
Hey, the principal
was very popular.
So far, there's been a lot of physical comedy for a podcast.
But for those of you who are just tuning in, Zach is here.
He's back.
Hello, there's everyone.
Yay! Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's so pompous. It's so pompous.
All right, let's do the thing.
I think we are doing the thing. I think this is the thing.
Okay.
This
we're ready.
It,
we're ready.
Basically.
Let's go. Let's go.
There's people that flew in.
Floon? Did you just say floon in?
Flew in.
Okay.
They flew in, and they're probably sitting there going, oh, this is exactly how I imagined it when I listened. This isn't any different than what I've thought in my brain. But does anybody hunger for games? Wow.
Ah-ha. Ah-ha.
I saw way too much of your underwear.
What?
I saw way too much of your underwear. Like, I saw, like...
Why were you looking at my ass?
I would say half. Well...
Yeah. Let's get into that.
I mean,
somebody was talk about that stuff.
It was big, and it was staring at me.
It wasn't that big. You were just looking at it.
You have a nice ass.
Your phone flew across the stage like Gabby Douglas. That was amazing. It was doing flips, and then it stopped right at the edge of the stage.
Did it break?
It's like a new iPhone thing. It's an app.
It's the bouncing gymnast app?
Yeah. I just hold it. It'll flip around and shit.
God damn it. The way you look at me, it's creepy. Don't. You're staring
him
at
him or me?
No, he's like a deaf weirdo behind you, but you're... Like, the way you look, it's like you're trying to figure out what we're saying, but that just makes you have crazy eyes. And it's terrifying. Every time I look over there, yes, it's awful.
Wait, that end of the panel looks like Larry and his brother Daryl and his other brother Daryl are back.
I think I could hide my intensity.
Yeah, you're the one that talks, and then you have your other brothers named Daryl. And they just
no
sit
idea.
There.
I did want to say that we are going to be the... they switched our podcast time slot. We're now the lead-in for Mark's show, so I'm very excited about that.
You mean every Monday and Thursday, you're the lead-in?
Yeah, we're going to lead-in for your show. Our time slot got switched, so we're very excited. On the Todd Glass show, we're the lead-in for Mark Maron now, maybe, so that's very... We're very excited. Yeah,
maybe you should hit it a third time.
You know it's a joke, right?
Yeah.
Some people didn't, and that's cute. We're not going to make fun of you.
Try it again.
You don't make fun of people when you trick them. You don't trick people and go, you go, oh, you people are like, oh, that's good. Todd deserves that. And then you turn to your friends and you go, what's he fucking talking about? You watch him, you listen to him whenever you want. But then to me, I'm done. I'm sorry.
Does anyone hunger for games?
I didn't hear what he said. I heard him do this.
That's like the scene in the plane at the beginning of the movie.
You said that right at me, and I have no idea what you said. It's like I'm living in a filter world where there's just like water between
Dave
us.
Anthony, you have my permission to die.
No matter what language people say it in or how like garbled it is, I always hear when people tell me to die.
Gentlemen, select a name tag that you'd like to play for today, or I will kill you.
There's
we got some good ones. I love
there's a
Boba yep. Fett helmet.
Okay. Forrest Gump.
I have a new character I'm working on. I'm the guy who overly looks like he's really overly judging.
She's missing homecoming for this. She came from Seattle.
Zach is actually leaving the stage. Just hang on to your name tag that you want to play for.
I like that. I just got to grab one.
That's super creepy.
I'm not doing it to anybody. Whoa. What the fuck is that? Oh.
Whoa.
It's magic. Is that yours?
Send me a robot.
I thought they were.
Fly me a robot.
Nobody else has.
Okay, done.
Yeah, Todd wants a cookie every
By the way, this is probably what I would have grabbed anyway.
Are those regular cookies? Seriously.
We've lost Zach.
Yeah, now he's. It's the Christmas day he never had.
Were you really holding up the baby? Could I really have taken the baby?
Yeah,
because I will take the baby if you will let me take the baby. I will give back this Middle Earth shit because this is not real. I'm gonna take the baby.
Do it.
Who are you playing for, Zach?
The guy in the plane.
His name is Shane. Sean.
I am proud to be playing for a guy who went very.
What happened?
Oh no, Dave Anthony has somebody's baby.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Are you playing for a baby?
Oh my God.
How's
He's
your
got
bullshit?
An awesome pose. I love that.
How are your bullshit toys? I got a human.
Zach, he's doing exactly what you do, not on purpose.
You don't need this then?
Nope. Am I better than your dad? Whoa.
It says for ages, who threw this up here? It's for 8-year-olds. This child's too young.
Can the kid eat Cheerios?
Here, I'm going to throw it over here. Can you get to the aisle? I don't want to hit anybody in the head with this thing, but I do want to get it back to you. Oh, there's a nice lady.
There's a real fucking baby up here.
She's trying to suck on my tit. Totally understandable. I am overweight.
You should be able to do that.
Are you looking forward to being 2 someday? I heard that's a terrible time.
Did somebody drug this kid? Seriously.
No, it's just a very good child.
Yeah, this is a good kid.
I wish you would shut the fuck up like this once in a while.
Are you talking
Steve,
to me?
Steve, no bullshit. Calls child services. I'll stall.
Okay, thanks.
Did you see the campaign? There was a baby in that.
Oh, wrinkled her face.
What's your favorite movie, baby?
Dave is actually handling a baby perfectly, and these two idiots are playing
He's
with a plane.
He's on the phone with Child Protective Services.
Do you want to see something hairy? That's Greek.
Oh,
Rip it, rip it, rip it, rip it. Years ago, that would have been...
This is how I broke into comedy.
Are they getting some good video of this?
Yeah, someone is.
I'm directing the festival now, so it's
he's like
cool.
He's like a modern-day Belushi.
That's a really great baby.
I'm keeping it.
I'm impressed with this baby. He's just doing this here. She's just doing this here.
The
soon
best
as
thing.
As soon as that kid gets home, hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
I think the best thing that could happen is after the show, the parents are nowhere to be found.
Yeah, we're so worried that we're going to
do with this baby. First of all, dress it up like a girl. And then, I don't know.
Oh, my God, this is a movie.
Let's go down to the...
I wrote it. I swear to God, I thought about it right before you did, and then you said it. And you know when you fucking do that to me. I thought of this, and then you said it, but this is the movie.
But
I got it.
Don't you say that about everything?
Sometimes. All right, I got a little
Please
excited.
Don't be
this
angry
leads to a movie. This
what did you
leads
say?
To a movie starring Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah.
Are you playing for that baby?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are his arms okay like
I get
that?
To win this, right?
I know. Baby's head looks like it should be the other way.
I'm going to...
And thanks
for bringing...
Did smoke in the baby's face, like weed in the baby's face or something?
If I win this, I'm taking it home, I'm going to raise it like a chicken. And we're going to see how that goes.
Now that...
It's called the social experiment.
You gave it to the only comic that actually has one of those. That's why it's going so well. If one of these idiots had it, it'd be a
one
disaster.
Of these guys had it, they'd be like, oh, God, it's not like my dog.
Let me play with it. Put it on my shoulders.
I'm also sort of a baby. We're talking to each other with our eyes.
It really is quite a...
She just called me a motherfucker.
You've made here.
That's not cool. That's not cool, baby. That's not cool at all. What? I will bite your face. Keep it up, bro.
I still want you to hand it to someone else, and then it just starts crying.
No, if I gave it to...
Give it to Zach.
What happens if you give it to Zach?
Give Zach the baby.
I would love to hold it. Is it okay if I hold the child?
Because you know Zach would never... Zach would never do anything inappropriate with a baby.
Yeah, I do that all the time with babies. I hold them and do that.
I'm just saying precedent has been set.
Are you reaching out?
That one time.
What? Oh, God. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Slap him.
Oh, God. Please don't tear my face off. How strong are you, baby?
Don't
How
make
strong
eye
are
contact.
You?
Don't make eye contact.
How strong are you?
You're going to have to release it.
Oh, the baby wants the mic. Baby wants the mic.
Oh, you're fucked. You made it. It's a comedian. You're so fucked. Tell me a joke.
Did you ever notice?
Oh.
What's it saying? What's the baby saying?
Help.
What, baby,
help
it's
me,
help.
I'm more comfortable with my parents. I just want everyone to know that baby just licked the microphone. And then gave it back to me.
You're going to have to release this on video, you know, now.
My parents grow pot in the house. Okay, baby, what about this?
Fucking help.
It's you and me. It's a sequel to Due Date. You and me on a road trip.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my sweetheart. Hello, my ragtime.
It's me and you on a road trip just going out and finding breweries.
Todd, say your name after each one so you get credit that you deserve.
For credit for what?
After every bit you do, throw your name in there so the listeners know it was you.
Well, they'll know.
Does it taste good?
It doesn't taste good. Oh, you're licking that.
Well, that's bad. That's a bad idea.
That's bad,
This
yeah.
is funny.
These are pretty clean mics, though.
You have a good baby. She just licked the mic and then she smelled it. Like, that's someone who knows how to party.
I just asked him personally, I go, are we going to play the game? And he goes, yeah, you're up. And I got nervous. That's what he does.
We've been waiting for you to go this whole fucking time, man. That's why we're standing up here playing with a fucking baby.
I get
baby.
Confused. I start doing the wrong game.
That's not charades. Right, no, quit with the visual.
The fuck are you doing to the baby?
I'm touching its head.
What?
I'm holding its head.
I have its head. Get the fuck away from my baby.
Can we not do this in front of the child, please?
I think the baby's doing all right.
Your father got weird when his podcast got popular.
Oh, the baby just wants to mention the show's sponsored by Fleshlight.
Todd's going to be at the Funny Bone. Do you have a Fleshlight?
Give me that mic. I got something I want to talk about.
This is where we are now as comedians. We have a baby on stage and one guy is talking like the baby. We have gone back to an old Kirstie Alley movie. We've reverted. Do not shit on me.
That kid loves the microphone, loves being on stage, loves being held by Dave Anthony.
Are you scared? Do you want your baby back?
What's the name? What's
you?
Farrell.
Did you hear about the baby?
His name is Farrell.
Did you all hear about the baby?
Farron.
At the film festival when this sort of the same thing happened and there was a... did you hear what happened?
Is this going to be a sad, horrible thing?
No, I better not say. I'll tell you off stage. I'll tell you later backstage.
The sacrifice!
Yeah! Baby sacrifice!
Yes!
Baby! Baby! One must die for the podcast to be successful.
Oh my God.
No, I'm kidding. I mean, you don't even know what I'm talking about, so it's all
Doug,
good.
Have you, like, in this entire last 20 minutes, did you ever think once about blowing pot smoke into the baby's face?
I even said something about it.
Oh, you did already?
Yeah, out loud.
I can't understand anything.
I know, it's hard for us to hear each other. But, uh-oh, here we go. We're getting some action.
You want to go?
Huh? I thought...
Say it.
Say it.
Let the people know.
Tell Dave he's not funny.
It would be so great if she said her first word right now, yeah. And it was bullshit.
Do we know the baby's name?
What is the baby's name?
Do we know the name?
Say bullshit. Say bullshit. It's the baby's what name is Therm...
Burke.
Thermy. Thermes.
Thermy?
It's Farron.
Aaron? Burke. Theron.
Theron.
Farron. Yeah, Irv.
Farron?
Farron.
Theremin. The baby's name is
Theremin.
Why are
you yelling at me like that's a normal name for anything?
She was named after a seed, I assume. Some kind of seed. Farron.
This is a great show.
We are going to... I brought it to a screeching halt.
This is a special occasion, Farron, because this might be the first episode in the history of the show, the second, where we didn't play the Leonard Maltin game.
Let's play the give the baby a new name game.
What do you think about your being so young and ruining everything for a lot of people? You're cool with it.
Look, Farron, it's all for you.
Oh, no, don't jump. Finally, a movie reference. It's about time.
What about Farron Bueller's Day Off? Look, I've been up all night with a fucking baby.
You're addicted to holding babies.
Well, you can't just put them down when you pick them up. I mean, I can't just drop them.
No, let's see what would happen. Let's see what happened. Let's have a battle between the baby and the remote control helicopter.
That's horrendous.
It's a fair fight. That kid's got a good arm.
Can you do anything with babies at this age?
No, this is what you do. And then and then they shit on you and they throw up. Uh-oh. Okay, we got a Farron problem.
Really?
Yeah, she's making mad faces.
I ruined your baby.
It seems like a good baby to me. Still seems good.
No one's claiming the baby. Oh, okay.
Here she comes. There you go, Mother of the Year.
I think that something happened here similar to a baptism of some kind. Like something, there was a ceremony was just occurred. And I'm not sure if it's positive or...
That's the podcast festival baby.
Oh yeah, now it has to come back every year.
Every year.
Yeah.
And it always has to be a baby. So we have to send it to a science lab and just shut all that growing shit down. And are you guys having what the fuck are you doing?
Don't
there's,
put your a, hand.
There's another podcast down here.
Wait a second.
I don't know which one I'm on.
I swear to God, I thought this was my podcast. I was doing it live. Is this yours?
You know, do you know what you just did? I said, what the fuck are you doing? And you turned around and grabbed your crotch really quick. Like, that's just your instinctual, what? Nothing.
You did, yeah, I felt that inwardly. I had that happen with Doug before. I have this thing when I get yelled at, I revert back to a, that's somebody's from the audience.
Where's my
drop?
I should get my toy back.
So
be careful, that guy has tattoos, people. That's right. That's the way you do it, motherfuckers.
Throw the baby! Throw the baby!
That was... Can I see that for a second?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a thing that...
Where's the nice lady? Give it back to that guy. I want him to do it again.
The nice lady. What are you, a puppet act? Are you a puppet act? Don't be mean to the nice lady.
You want him to do it? Okay. Twice. Twice baked potato. Throw everything you have!
Throw everything!
I remember they threw it 50 times that night. Okay, so Todd, don't say what's on the back of your Seth at the funeral. You're playing for Seth, and that's his shithead for the end of the show, if you lose.
Corey.
And Steve's playing for Corey, and there's a...
Everybody's
rather than
the
a gremlin on the wing of the plane, it's a rat. A really small rat in our lives, but a huge one on that plane. And and Mark is playing for Charlie, who changed Honey Nut Cheerios to Honey Nut Charlie on a nice little box of those. They're pretty tasty.
He didn't didn't write his name on here, but the item is Balrog of Khazad-dûm. And he's a middle-earth toy. What's your name?
Remember that.
What?
Rashid.
I'm playing for Rashid.
All right, you have to remember that because I'm not going to. And Zach is playing for Sean, who you already broke his helicopter.
Is it broken? It's okay?
Yeah.
Good. Oh, really?
Wait, will you make it work while we're going doing the game if we gave you the remote?
Yeah, because there's not enough distractions. Do you mind if... And maybe land it on the baby's head? I don't think it works anymore.
It does work. Let him do it.
Okay.
Sir...
What do you think you...
Sir.
Move your droid off of it.
It's an iPhone.
Sir, if Zach broke it, I think you should be compensated.
Hey, thanks for leaving this out in the sun for a while before you brought it here.
Come on, dude. Is it not working?
This is embarrassing.
This is like... Oh. This is like nerd
impotence. Makes this? We should give him a shout out.
Is this the dragon that killed Gandalf? Is it the fire dragon?
Oh, good.
Oh, God. Don't.
It's the ghost of Sean Penn.
You just...
Yeah.
Put the baby on it.
There's no way that this could end badly.
Man, you must get a lot of pussy. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that in front of the baby.
Nothing like helicopter pussy.
Mark can do it.
Just give it some stick.
Give it some stick.
Give it some stick, he said.
Just give it a little stick.
I think you're too attached to this.
You can get flying lessons later if you want. Oh, here we go.
That's right. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, we have a fuel leak, but we should be fine.
I just imagine Mark outside of Radio Shack going, yeah, I'll take it.
Mayday, mayday, we're being dragged down by a name tag. Now we've been captured by a monster. I feel like a baby in his arms.
That basically sums up everything I've ever done to you since I've known you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're going to crash.
This is great.
No, we're fine. Oh, hey, we're fine.
I paid a bunch of money to go to a show to go watch guys hold babies and fly helicopters. It was awesome.
This is wrong.
Now, when exactly...
Don't touch it.
No, it's wrong.
Go ahead, Doug. Don't worry about it.
I was just checking in with Dave because he's the co-founder of the festival.
And I want to know exactly when I can expect to receive the worst festival podcast
Mavet.
In the history of all festivals.
That happened already.
I already got that award.
We had the award across the street 15 minutes ago, the whole ceremony.
Oh, I love those. Do you know the names of all the food trucks that were outside, Dave? Dogtown.
Dogtown.
Dogtown Massacre.
Hey, by the way, I want to thank Dogtown Massacre. Remember. No bullshit. They gave me $50 free food tonight. Or they will now. Do the right thing.
Why would they give it to you? You kept the massacre part, which is not part of their name. It's a terrible promotion.
I know one thing. I might say their name wrong, but I know their food is fucking delicious. That's why I'm their sponsor. Hi.
We should, I mean, we have to start the stand-up show soon.
Yeah, there's another show.
Yeah, yeah. We're a few minutes shy of 1 hour.
Okay.
Let's play the game.
We started a few minutes late. Yeah, that's a great idea. Put down the remote control.
The guy walking around with the helicopter.
It's not even your name tag. Just eat your fucking Cheerios and shut up.
Todd, put it down.
Todd.
Put it down.
Todd, is that your name tag, Todd?
No, it's...
It's Zach's name tag.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought it was...
Give it back to Zach. Yeah, that's Zach, you idiot.
Jesus Christ.
You're not good at anything.
I thought that was preventing us from starting the game, so I thought it would help us.
Sit down.
I made a mistake.
Sit down. Do the message machine bit again.
Hey, Kathy, how you doing? Listen, I guess they're opening up a mall down the street from the old one. I guess it's going to be bigger with more restaurants, so that's good.
Let's pretend this remote's
for your bit. So I guess they're having a big grand opening. Well, I guess Nordstrom's is having 50% off. I got to go take advantage of that. But anyway, call me back when you get a chance, that's all. I'll probably go early since they're having a little jazz down there. That sounds like lots of fun. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. It's very hard. These jokes, all my ad-libs are written for me by a close friend of mine, and a joke. I should kill myself.
All right, so, okay, so Todd's out of the game. Todd's out.
I'm ready.
Now, does anybody else want to do a bit, or do you want to play the game?
No, let's do it, let's do it.
I'm good. I'm good to go. Steve, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Hey, you know what? You've been fucking hilarious tonight.
What?
Yeah, it's great.
Never forget.
No, stop it. Ow. I wish I had more control over it.
Yeah. I've seen that before.
A lot of people died.
It broke, but it's not like she actually flew out here on this plane, man. Look, it's not even broke.
Think about the victim, Steve.
Thanks for taking care of things.
All right, good.
Fixed.
Oh, the rat fell off.
The rat fell off the airplane.
Here goes the helicopter again.
Go, let's go, game.
So there's no distractions at all. I really should be easy to move this along.
I'm done.
May pretend from now on that that helicopter has been dispatched to an accident on the highway, and that's how bad the helicopter driver is. He can't get there, but they're waiting for him.
You can cut Todd's mic if you want. If you want to just cut it out entirely.
What? No, you can't. What?
All right. Well, oh, now something else is happening with the helicopter.
We got a mechanic.
Change it every three
Don't
minutes.
Complain
We're good.
To me, listeners.
Got a mechanic coming in. I hope whoever's taking care of this podcast knows how to edit.
He's repairing the helicopter.
It's only been an hour, but nothing has happened. It's an hour long.
How many batteries do you have on you? I'm just out of curiosity.
I said out loud, we're not going to play the game tonight. And then you all, in turn, said, let's play the game.
All right, let's
and
play.
Now
let's
you're
play.
Doing this fucking
no,
shit.
No, no, no.
Sit
all
the
right.
fuck down.
All right.
And play one round of my bullshit game.
Yeah, way to take control.
This facility doesn't even have alcohol. There's no excuse.
I'm tired.
You have the best excuse.
After,
stop playing with the helicopter.
Give me the fucking remote.
Shut up.
You shut up.
Oh, shit.
Comedy at its best. Just two old guys saying shut up to each other. God damn it.
That's what the debates should have been. Shut up. Shut up.
Shut up!
You shut up.
Shut up.
Shut
Try
up.
Try to play with my helicopter.
A lot of helicopters.
All right.
Can I plug something? Yeah. I'm serious. I might put a video on YouTube in a month or so, so. Don't get jealous.
Okay, so Todd's eliminated again. Oh, no. Graham Elwood, my hero.
I'm back in action, motherfuckers.
We could do this all night, or at least for the next 3 or 4 minutes.
I had a heart attack, Graham.
Hey, thanks for helping speed up the show.
Where's the lady? Where's the people with the baby? You win the fucking prize bag.
Baron, Baron.
I also have a t-shirt for you. If you go back and see the merch guy and ask for a Nope shirt. There you go.
Thank you guys so much for coming.
I mean, I'm sorry.
One more round of applause for all of my guests. Steve Agee, Todd Glass, Zach Galifianakis, Mark Maron, and Dave Anthony. And as always, Todd Glass is a shithead, Dave Anthony is a shithead, Mark Maron is a shithead, Zach Galifianakis is a shithead, and
bullshit.
Steve Agee's a shithead, motherfucker!
By the way...
Play the music!
No, 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 this is important!
Play the music!
It's so important.
Play the music.
I didn't want you to think I never see movies, so I purposely went and saw a movie out of respect to this show. I saw Looper.